Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real. As a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, it's time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing needed equipment. Visit DancingTurtleWildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the Turtle Bus. If you'd like to join me for a practice, unroll your yoga mat, and we'll start in a few minutes. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchoring you in. Feel nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I continue to work with The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit Deck by Kim Kranz. I do a daily pull, and I've been sharing that in the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook. Also, connecting in with the energy of the day from the Mayan perspective. If you have not yet joined the Shamanic Flow Circle group, you are more than welcome to. Find us on Facebook, and the link is in the show notes. The card that I pulled this morning is Fire Ant. And as I look at the card, I see a fiery center, almost looks like a puddle of something sweet, in oranges and yellows, and all these little ants coming towards it. And Kim Kranz talks about this card being that of aggression, rigid thinking, and how we can be attracted to people and situations that feed our imbalances, especially our angers, our fear, draw in to that. And I was feeling into this in the context of what's going on in the world with the coronavirus pandemic and how in our desire to be led to feel safe or to change things. We are taking sides. We are being drawn to those people that feel like they're leading us and repulsed or resisting those who feel like they're untrustworthy. And I think this card showed up today as a reminder to continue to check in with yourself and to stay in your integrity. That you can trust your own intuition, your own knowledge, to help guide you through this situation. And to not shut out those who you see responding reacting really to the situation by being aggressive or seeming to be unmoving in this. And that rather than trying to argue, just open your heart and hold space and stay with your own integrity. You don't have to defend it. You just have to be it. My husband was listening to one of the comedians this morning, one of the recorded shows, and he was talking to someone about the situation that we're in now, and he was in New York, and I can't remember which one it was because we went through a few of them this morning, but they were talking about how this compares to what happened to New York on 9/11. And they said that it's different. On 9/11, it was a horrible thing that happened all at once. And each day following felt like it got a little closer to normal. This feels more like waiting for the horrible thing to happen. That it's building and building and building, and each day we get a little further away from normal. So it is a scary situation, moving into unknowns. So I invite you to really notice how you are reacting. And come back into that place of observing, of understanding what's happening for you. And remember that we don't need to fix everything. And that a lot of us are feeling helpless because we can't fix everything. But instead, reach out to your immediate community, support who you can safely, and join me in sending energy to those who are able to be on the front lines, the healthcare workers, the doctors, the nurses, the aides who are so often overlooked, those who are providing nutrition and other support in the hospital settings, caring for patients, those doctors and nurses who are working in clinics, in their own offices, providing testing or support, a lot of times over the phone for people. Let's keep them all in our prayers and send energy. So if you'd like to join me for some yoga, and you've unrolled your mat, I'm going to invite you to come onto your mat, onto your hands and knees, setting yourself up in table pose. So your knees are under your hips, your hands are under your shoulders. Spread your fingers. Press the tops of your feet gently down, toes pointing back. And notice how that lightens your knees. Give yourself permission to keep the feet active so the knees don't take all the weight. Keep your neck neutral by looking down at the floor in front of your hands. And bring your attention to your breath. Start to deepen your breath to create some movement in your body. Keep deepening until you begin to feel that movement in the abdomen. Feel the breath flow in, like a wave flowing up onto the beach, and then recede, that ebbing wave back out to sea. Feel the waves of breath flowing in, flowing out. And then moving with your breath, on your next inhale, press your navel toward the floor, draw your heart forward through your arms. Keep your neck in line with your upper back, only lifting your head as much as you're lifting your heart. Tip your tailbone to the sky, and then as you exhale, round your back, press the middle of your back to the sky, drop your head and tailbone, and then inhale. Again, scoop the heart through, navel going down, arching, swaying the back, and exhale, round. And continue to flow with your breath, feeling that movement. Notice the wave of your spine that corresponds to the wave of the breath. Let it be everything for a moment, the breath and the movement. Pressing the tops of your feet down, particularly on the exhale, to lighten the knees. Take a couple more rounds of breath. And at the end of your next exhale, bring your spine back to neutral. Gaze at the floor in front of your hands so you're looking down under your nose. Shift your weight to your left knee and slide your right foot back until your leg is extended. Curl your toes under, press your heel back. Reach forward through the crown of your head. Now shifting forward a little bit more. Float your right toes up, keeping your foot flexed. Press your heel back. Keep all five toes pointed at the floor and your hips level. Press down into your right hand and float your left arm forward to shoulder height. Turn your palm to face in so your thumb points up. Reach your fingers forward, press back through your heel, and feel the diagonal stretch. Breathe into that. Now, as you take your next breath in, press your navel toward the floor. Lift your arm and leg a little bit higher so your back begins to sway. And as you exhale, pull your navel to your spine, round your back, bend your knee and elbow, and bring your knee and elbow together underneath you, being careful not to knock them into each other. Inhale, extend out again, get long, lift the heart slightly so that the arm and leg come up a little bit higher. Exhale, round, right elbow is going to meet the left knee underneath you. Inhale again. Stretch long, arch the back slightly, lift the right leg and left arm, exhale, round your back, navel to spine, bring your elbow and knee together underneath you. One more time, inhale, extend out, lift, arch, exhale, round, bring your elbow and knee towards each other, and then inhale, extend long, flat, that bird dog position. bring your left hand back down underneath your left shoulder. Swing your right leg across to the left side and put your right toes down outside your left foot. Curl the toes under. Reach out through your right heel and then look around your left shoulder until you can see your right foot. So you're bringing your left shoulder back to your left hip, opening up the right side as you continue to reach out through that heel. Take a couple more breaths into that. On your next breath in, bring your head back to center so your spine is beginning to straighten. Float your right toes off the floor, bring your right leg behind you, and then bring your right knee down underneath your hip, coming back into table pose. Reset your alignment there if necessary. Now shift your weight over into your right knee and slide your left foot back until your leg is extended. Curl your toes, press your heel back to gently lengthen down the back of that leg. Shift a little weight into your hands. Float your left toes off the floor. Bring the left leg to hip height. Keep your foot flexed, your heel pressing back. Notice if your toes started to rotate out to the left side, drop the outer left hip just enough to rotate those toes down so all five point at the floor. Now press down into your left hand, lifting your shoulder out of your wrist, and float your right arm forward to about shoulder height. Turn your palm to face in, reach through your fingers. Feel the diagonal this way, from your right fingers to your left heel. Take another big breath in. This time, lift your arm and leg a little bit so your back starts to arch. And as you exhale, round your back, bring your navel to your spine, and then bend your elbow and knee and bring them together underneath you. Inhale, extend out long. Lift your heart. Lift your arm and your leg. Exhale, round your back. Bring your knee and elbow together underneath you. Inhale, extend. Heart lifts. Exhale, round elbow and knee coming together. One more time. Inhale, extend. Lift a little higher. Arch the back. Exhale, round. Bring your elbow and knee towards each other underneath, navel to spine. And then inhale, flatten back out, reaching long across that diagonal. Now bring your right hand back down underneath your right shoulder and swing your leg across your body to the right so that you can put your left toes down outside of the right foot. Curl the toes under and press the left heel out at that diagonal. Now look around your right shoulder. Bring your shoulder back towards your right hip and open the left side, still pressing through your heel. Feel the closing up of the right side as you open up the left side and breathe into that. Now slowly inhale your head back to center. Lift your left toes, bring your leg behind you, and bring your left knee down under your left hip. And pause again in table pose. Open your knees wide. Wider than your hips, maybe even mat width. Slide your big toes together. And on your next exhale, lower your hips to your heels, coming down into child pose. Rest your forehead down and keep your arms extending forward. Palms down, fingers reaching. Draw your shoulder blades towards your hips. Melt your heart forward. Reach a little further through your hands so that your elbows are off the floor. And without lifting your palms, turn the inner creases of your elbows toward the sky Feel that little bit of shift in your shoulders. Feel into your body and your breath. Let this be all there is right now. Take another round of breaths. And very slowly make your way back up onto your knees. Bring your knees back in to hip-width apart. Walk your hands forward toward the top of your mat until they're 6 to 12 inches in front of your shoulders. Press your hands down and forward, pressing into the pads of your fingers. And just like you did in child, roll the inner creases of the elbows up toward the sky. Now curl your toes under. On your next inhale, tip your tailbone to the sky as if you were starting into that cat roll. And as you exhale, lift your knees and come up into downward facing dog. Pedal out your heels a few times, gently opening up the backs of your legs by bending one knee, sinking into the other heel, and then going to the other side. Feel that movement in your hips, maybe even in your shoulders. Release your head between your arms. Press down into the pads of your fingers. Relax your neck. Reach the crown of your head towards your thumbs. Keep the inner creases of your elbows rolling up. Soften the elbows. Soften the shoulders. Draw your shoulder blades towards your hips. Take another breath here in downward facing dog. Now shift a little weight into your left foot. Lift your right leg up and back into a down dog standing split. Keep your toes pointing down at the floor so your hips are still level, just like when we were on hands and knees. Reach back through that heel. Keep pressing down and forward through your hands. Take another breath in, reach long through that heel. As you exhale, bend your knee and come forward towards plank so that your shoulders are over your wrists. Bring your knee in towards your chest, round a little, maybe even close to the nose. Inhale, press back into your down dog standing split, reaching up and back through that heel. Exhale, float forward towards plank as you bring your knee underneath, rounding just a little bit, knee toward the chest or toward the nose if your head drops comfortably. Inhale, press up and back. Now keep your head lifted this time. Exhale, bend your knee. Start to come forward towards plank and then swing your foot forward and set it down between your hands. If it doesn't arrive, reach back with your right hand and move your foot forward so that your knee is over your heel. Coming into a lunge. Come up onto your fingertips. Lift your heart. Roll your shoulders down your back. Take a few breaths here, sliding the knees away from each other. Drop the front of your left hip towards your right heel so that your hips are even and you're feeling the stretch in the left hip flexors. Breathe into that. Melt your shoulders down your back. Extend through your crown. Take a few more breaths here. On your next exhale, rock your left foot forward to meet the right. Land at the front of your mat in a forward fold. Relax your upper body over your thighs. Check out your neck. Are you holding tension? Nod your head yes, shake it no. Notice what's happening in your neck. Let it go. Let your arms hang loose. Now bring your hands to your shins. And as you take your next breath in, lift up halfway, lengthen your spine. Reach back through your tailbone. And as you exhale, round down into your fold again. Now inhale, press your feet into the floor, lift your heart. Reach your arms out and then up as you come up to standing. Extend your arms up over your head. Bring your hands together at the top. And as you exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Take a breath here, rooting down through your feet. As you take your next breath in, drop your hands down, reach out and up. And as you exhale, hinge from your hips, fold forward. Bring your hands to your shins, lift halfway up, lengthen your spine. Exhale, reach down for the mat and step your right foot back, coming into a lunge on the other side. Up onto your fingertips, lift up through your heart. Slide your knees away from each other and bring the front of the right hip toward the left heel. Melt your shoulders down your back. Stay broad through your heart space. One more breath. Now flatten your hands and on your next exhale, step your left foot back to meet the right, coming into downward facing dog. Keep your head between your arms. Shoulder blades moving toward the hips. Take another breath. Now shift a little weight into your right foot and inhale your left leg up and back into that standing split position. Reach your heel back, keep the hips level. Draw the toes toward the shin. Make sure that they're pointing down at the floor so that your hips stay closed. Now take a big breath in here. And as you exhale, begin to shift forward towards plank. Bend your left knee, bring it in towards your chest, round a little bit, lower your nose towards your knee. And inhale, press back up into your down dog standing split, sending the left heel up and back again. Exhale, come forward again towards plank, rounding your body, bring your knee underneath, relax your neck, bring your knee towards your nose. Inhale, press back up into downward facing dog, reach. Now exhale, bend your knee, start to come forward towards plank. This time keep your head up and step your foot forward between your hands. Again, reaching back with the left hand to help move your foot forward if necessary so that your heel is right underneath your knee. Come up onto your fingertips, lift your heart. Roll your shoulders down your back. Extend up through your crown. Now press down into your left foot. And when you feel your fingers get light on the floor, float them up onto your left thigh. Continue to slide your knees away from each other. Let the hips drop in as you lift up through the heart. Press your right heel back. And if you're steady here, take an inhale and float your arms up over your head, so that your biceps come to your ears, palms face each other, fingers reach. You might find your heart can lift even more, feeling into that crescent down the right side from your heel all the way up to your shoulder, up your arm, past your ear. Letting just a little back bend into your crescent lunge. Take another breath here. And as you exhale, bring your hands down onto the floor. And step your right foot forward to meet the left, arriving back in your fold. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway, Ardha Uttanasana. Reaching out, exhale, release back down into your fold. Now press your feet into the floor. Inhale, lift your heart, sweep your arms out and up. Reach up overhead, bring your hands together, and as you exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Take a couple breaths here to ground again. Feel your feet rooting down. Now as you take your next breath in, drop your hands down, extend your fingers as you reach out and up. Exhale, hinge from your hips, open your arms out, bring them down into your fold. Bring your hands to your shins, come up halfway, lengthen. And exhale, reach for the floor and step your left foot back. Coming back into your lunge, right knee over your heel. Come up onto your fingertips, start to lift your heart. The hips square to the floor, so the front of the left hip is opening. Now bring your attention to your right foot. Press that down into the floor, get light on your fingertips, and float your hands up onto your thigh. Pause here for a moment. Keep sliding the knees away from each other, let the hips sink in, opening up. And if you're steady, swing your arms out and up, bring your arms to your ears, palms face each other, reach. And then maybe finding that crescent shape up your left side now, from your left heel up to the left shoulder, up the left arm. Keep the heart lifting, tiny bit of back bend, tailbone reaching down toward the left knee. Take another breath in, and as you exhale, reach down for the mat and step back into downward facing dog. Pause in down dog. Take a few breaths to check in with your body. Maybe noticing the heat that's building here in your body. Another breath. Now exhale, release your knees down onto the mat. Shift forward so that your shoulders are over your wrists, doing a knees down plank. Make sure that your weight has come to the top of your knees. Spin your elbow creases forward, bend your elbows. Lower your chin and chest until your upper arms are level with your upper body. Pause there for a moment, hovering just above the floor, hips tipping to the sky. Now slowly draw your heart forward through your arms. Put your belly down on the floor, arriving in cobra pose. Point your toes back, press the tops of your feet down, roll your shoulders down your back. Keep your hands pressing down into the floor under your shoulders. Hug your elbows in, elbow creases still forward, the elbows against the sides. Lift your heart so that the top of your sternum comes up under your chin. Feel the length down the back of your neck. Press again into the tops of your feet. Lighten your knees. Just like we did when we were on our hands and knees. Touch the floor with your pinky toenails. Press your hip points down. Now gently press your hands down a little bit more, and without actually moving your hands, begin to drag them towards your hips and feel how that moves your heart forward through your arms just a little bit more. Keep lifting the sternum under the chin, extend up through your crown. Notice the traction you create in your low back here. Breathe into that. If it starts to feel too much, you can release that traction. Take a couple more breaths here. On your next exhale, release your chin or forehead down onto the mat. Turn your elbows out to the sides, and then bring your forearms underneath your head, stacking your elbows. Lay your head onto your forearms, lifting the top of the chest and the head a little bit off the floor. Continue to let your hips sink down. Relax your legs now. Releasing the back. To take it a little further, you can come more fully into crocodile pose by curling your toes under and then rotating your toes out to the side so that your whole leg rotates, your knees turn out to the side, your thighs, and your heels drop into the center. Feel into that external rotation. Notice how it shifts the way the sitting bones feel, closing them towards each other a little bit. Keep relaxing your back down. Breathe deeply here. Eyes closed, turning inward. Feel the movement of the breath in your body, the waves of breath flowing in and flowing out. Letting go of the heat of your practice. Staying present to your breath and your body. You turned your toes out to the sides. Turn your feet back in so that your toes are now curled under. Lift your head, slide your elbows out, and then bring your hands underneath your shoulders. Press down into the floor with your hands, come to your knees, and then up into downward facing dog. Pedal things out just a little bit. And once again, drop your knees down. Walk your hands towards your knees and lower your hips to one side of your feet so you can swing your legs around. Come to sitting with your legs extended forward, sitting tall through your spine. Draw your toes towards you so your heels reach out and press the backs of your heels down to soften your knees. Now bend your right knee, draw it in towards your chest, and cross your foot over to the outside of your left thigh. Hold your knee with your left hand. Walk your right hand back and behind you a little bit. Inhale, get tall, and as you exhale, rotate your heart to the right. Use your left arm to help move the left shoulder around the left ribs coming into the right thigh. Broaden your heart. Look out to the right side, maybe even back over your right shoulder. Keep tall through your spine, the waves of breath now spiraling around that twist. Breathe into that. As you take your next breath in, unwind your twist, come back to center. Step your right foot back to the inside and extend your right leg out. Reach through your heel, press the back of your heel down. Sit tall. Now bring your left knee in and step your foot to the outside of your right thigh. Hold your knee with your right hand. Bring your left hand down to the floor, walk it back and then around behind you. And with your next exhale, rotate your heart to the left. Use your right hand to guide your ribs around toward the left thigh. Relax the shoulder blades down toward the hips. Spiral up through the crown of your head. Look to the side, maybe even a little more back over that left shoulder. Just feel the waves of breath again, moving up and down the spine. Stay with that breath. taking a few more rounds of breath. As you take your next breath in, unwind your twist. Come back to center. Step your left foot back to the inside of your right leg. Extend that leg out. Now bend both knees, set your feet on the floor, and roll yourself slowly down onto your back. Draw your knees to your chest, give them a hug, rock a little bit. Settle your back into the floor, preparing for Savasana, your final relaxation. Extend your legs out. Splay your feet apart. Drop your arms open to the sides. Turn your palms to the sky. Close your eyes and relax them. Let them sink back into their sockets. Relax your jaw and let your tongue get heavy in the back of your mouth. Bring your awareness back to the waves of breath flowing in and out. I'm going to leave you here to stay in final relaxation as long as you desire. Let your awareness ride the waves of breath, letting everything drop away. Just be there, floating in the breath, free from the drama, cooling your fire, staying in your integrity. Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.